You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.
Anyway, talking music that's very futuristic,
yes.
We have got on the phone none other than Baby. Baby, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Yo, welcome.
It's so weird hearing the radio through the telephone.
can you visualise the studio?
Yeah, kind of.
Good. That's excellent to know. Where are you?
I'm in Margate right now.
Okay. Are we talking to you from the beach? Are you on a deck chair or something?
Oh,
like that?
I wish. No, I'm in my house.
It's not a day for deck chairs in Margate.
Is there a heat wave over there as well?
Yeah, it's really warm here at the moment. It's a bit too warm.
Can I ask you something about Margate, right? I haven't lived in the UK for about 8 years, right? So I keep on hearing that Margate is very fashionable nowadays and very arty, and it's got lots of interesting things going on. Is that true?
It is true, yeah. There's so many people live here. It's crazy, and like lots of art things going on, and yeah, it's wild.
Are you from there, or did you move there sort of to be with the arty things?
I am originally from here, and I moved back without the intention of staying. I was just trying to figure out what I was doing in my life, and realised there was something cool going on here, so I ended up staying, and I've been here for like 5 years now since I moved back.
So yeah. with all the influx of creative types to Margate, is there a scene there? Is it a good place to be to make music, to perform music, and so on?
Yeah, there's like a couple of like cool venues and stuff. There's like the Ramsey Music Hall where I played yesterday, has a lot of cool people come through, and there's a place called Elsewhere as well. But there's like quite a lot of big musicians that live here, so like the scene's kind of weird because it's like kind of like a disconnected group of big musicians and stuff, I guess. I don't know.
The interesting I find about you, about your music particularly, is I was just seeing that you were, we first heard of you personally from working with Igloo Ghost, and I see you've also worked with Kai Wiston, and yeah. I see you very much as being part of that kind of music, but I struggle to define what exactly that kind of music is. Who are your sort of kindred spirits in terms of music?
Oh God, I don't know. It's like all over the place. It's funny because like me, Kai and Seamus, all, even though we're kind of different ages, like we grew up listening to the same kind of music. And it was really funny, we were talking about the other day how like we were like really noisy, like guitar music, like when we were like younger and stuff. But yeah, I don't really know. And also I was talking to Umri this morning because he was staying over at my house, and we were saying how it's crazy how Spotify's like made this genre called escape room that we're all part of.
There's a genre called escape room?
First, I don't know where, they must have plucked that name out of the sky, but they're just like, oh, we need a group name for all of these bubble of artists, and it's called Escape Room for some reason.
Can you see any link between Escape Room and this type of music? I'm struggling, I've got to say.
I don't know, it's so weird.
Have you ever been in an escape room?
No.
That was it's the most fun I think I've ever had, but I was really frightened before I went, because it was based in a psychiatric hospital.
Oh my God, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy, but I definitely recommend it.
So you played a gig last night. How was it?
Oh my God, it was so fun, but a lot of things went wrong. So basically I've built this big new AV show, and I've been doing it while I've been like on tour basically, so I've been like making all the stuff for it, and so it went a bit wrong in places, but when it was right, it was really right, and it was great. It was so nice. It was like everyone who was there were like, I don't know, heroes from my life, so it was really nice. Yeah.
And how important is that sort of visual aspect for you?
Oh my God, it's like equally as important as the music. Like, yeah, I don't know. I think with like the kind of scene of music that I'm in, especially like we're all trying to create like a kind of a world around our music, Igloo Ghost especially. But yeah.
Yeah, he was on, sadly, I didn't get to see him at Primavera Sound, but I heard his live show was absolutely insane, basically.
Yeah, I was there as well. I'm always in the like costumes that we have when we do the live shows, and at Primavera as well, I ended up doing some like guest vocals like towards the end of the set as well, which is kind of funny.
In a costume?
No. So basically, we had a bunch of friends there, and so I was like asked one of my friends if she could be in the costume, so then I could be like, so that I could come out and do some guest vocals at the same time. Yeah, they'd be too hard to sing in the costume.
God, I'm really, really regretting missing out on it now. Oh well. Shall we play some music?
Let's sure. listen to something off the album.
Yeah, we've got your album. It's been our album of the week this week.
Thanks.
It's been great. We've been really enjoying it. We don't go anywhere. We're going to speak to you some more, but we're going to listen to Poison.
You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.
That was Baby with Poison. And we're lucky enough to have Baby on the phone with us now. Could you just tell us briefly, apparently that song, you wanted it to sound like the feeling of being poisoned. How did you go about that?
No one's asked me that question yet. I don't know. It was quite hard. I just had to kind of imagine it, because like, I was trying to like Google it and being like, what would it feel like in your head to be poisoned? But I couldn't find it. Yeah, so like, there's a lot of like panning and stuff. I'm trying to make it to feel like kind of getting more and more dizzy throughout the song. So if you listen to it with headphones, I guess it has that effect a little bit more. Yeah, and then like, I guess the end bit's just like the climax of like the poison kicking in, I guess.
The death or the...
Yeah, kind of.
I think one thing I really like about this song is the way in which the lyrics and the music kind of coincide, if you see what I mean. So it's called Poison, and I believe it's about being in toxic relationships, and the music yeah. reflects that. Is that something you often try to do?
Yeah, it's kind of even more so now. I like trying to like figure out like kind of environments or situations or something that wouldn't really exist in real life and kind of make that into a sound.
Like being poisoned, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever been food poisoned?
Have I been food poisoned before?
Or, you know, had food poisoning?
Yeah. Yeah, when I was younger, I can't remember. I've had alcohol poisoning before.
We can all relate.
What's your hangover remedy?
I usually have, like, some, like, hydration. You know, like, the kind of stuff that cycling, like, people do long-distance cycling have?
Oh, that gel stuff?
That kind of, like, juice stuff.
Well, that sounds good.
Mine's salt and vinegar crisps, but I think yours sounds a bit more scientific.
Bloody Mary.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like just it's something that rehydrates your body. It's good.
Well,
and sleeping.
Let's go way back. I mean, what's the first sort of song that got you excited and sort of made you think, I want to make a career in music?
Oh my God, that's not really how it's worked for me at all. I've kind of just always done it, like since I was like a little kid, like always been like recording myself and like tape players and whatever I could find and making songs and making shows and stuff. So yeah, there's not really like a pinnacle like area where I like got influenced as such.
Talking of which, yeah. You recently did a mix for Dummy and you included recordings of yourself doing a pretend radio show.
Yeah, it was crazy. I like found this tape and I was like, oh, I wonder if there's anything good like on here that I could use for like something. And like I played it and there was just so many good sound bites, so I just couldn't resist but use it.
Sounds like you were obsessed with music from an early age, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And just making stuff in general. It's just always like been in me, I guess.
And you used to be in a band, right?
Yeah, God, you guys have redone your research.
That would try. We try.
Yeah, I used to be in a band called Us Baby Bare Bones with a couple of my friends. Yeah, I did.
What did you sound like? What kind of band was it? Was it comparable to anything that's out there?
It was kind of like dream pop, I guess, was like the defining genre. But yeah, it was like kind of like half electronic and half kind of like more like kind of like guitar and maybe some more organic instruments and stuff. Yeah.
Do you prefer being in a band or being solo?
I kind of like both, because like it's good if you're like touring and you've got a band because you're always with your friends, and when you play solo you kind of get a bit lonely sometimes. But being solo is so much better because you don't have to answer to anyone or make any compromises or anything, so that's pretty cool.
I was really interested to hear that your debut album was co-produced by Adrian Sherwood. How did that come about?
So he lives like in my hometown, and so I kind of wasn't telling anyone that I was really like making music or anything, trying to keep it low key because I had a lot of pressure on me of making stuff before I moved back home. And somehow he found out, I think through like a family friend or something, and he kept telling me to come to his studio. And I kept being like, yeah, yeah, maybe next week, maybe next week. And then I asked him what he'd been up to, and he'd been working with this Japanese band called Nissan Monday that I really liked. And then he was like going to be playing a show, Square Pusher. And I went and saw him, and I thought it was like brilliant. And so I was like, I'll come to your studio next week. Yeah, so then that's how that happened.
It's interesting. I have a sound that I associate with Adrian Sherwood. And it is very different from what there is on your album. I mean, how did it work with him? Was it you sort of basically telling him exactly what you wanted and he did it? Did he throw in more suggestions? How did it work?
So originally, like, I started kind of making music with his son, like, in the studio for fun, called Max, who does, like, a lot of grime stuff. And then his ears plucked up, and then he was like, oh, do you want to make an album? And then, so we did quite a few songs together, but some of them went a little bit too, like, dubby, I guess, and the juxtaposition of genres, like, kind of didn't work that well. And so, like, there was, like, a couple that he did where he, like, did, like, a little bit of his thing, but like kind of held back a bit. So that was Volcano and Phantom. He did the production on, like, co-produced. But yeah, it was like, it was a lot of me being like, it needs to be slightly less dubby. Yeah.
So sorry, go on.
Oh yeah. And he would have done the whole album, but he was busy. And also it was just like kind of a bit of a battle sometimes trying to figure out like the good, like, sweet spot of our genres mixing together as well.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to another song, but stick around again, because I definitely want to ask you about the lyrics of this song. This is Carnival. That was Baby with Carnival. Baby, I want to ask a question about that song, if I may. Are you a vegetarian?
Yeah. No.
Okay. See, I saw that song. Right. I am a vegetarian. Two of our three team is vegetarian. The other one eats any old kind of thing.
Quite the opposite.
Yeah.
Being vegetarian in Spain is very hard as well.
It really is. Yeah. My mother-in-law is not happy. But
times are changing. It's got to be said.
True. So I saw that song, right, as being like a hardcore vegetarian who I took it rather literally. Who's, you know, actually falling in love with someone who's a carnivore, and it's like, can I do this if they eat meat? But it's not about that. What is it actually about?
I think a lot of people must see the song like that. Maybe it's funny. So basically, I made this old song which was called Shark Jaws, which was about the same person, and it's kind of hard to explain. It's like a continuation of like a bunch of other songs. And so I kind of just described the person as a carnivore. And also I've been watching loads of like animals like fighting on YouTube. Like, and so that's what the first bit's about. And I was just like imagining myself as like as prey, I guess. So it's kind of like a metaphor for feeling like, I don't know, like in danger kind of, or like, it's like going into a situation and knowing that it's gonna go wrong kind of thing. But it's like a big weird metaphor for that, which sounds like I'm vegetarian.
It does very much. It's a fascinating song though. I wanted to ask as well, on the cover, looking at the cover of Carnival as I was just now, it looks a bit like Pikachu. A Pokemon, an influence on you?
I kind of just like characters, like quite a lot, like cartoon characters and just fictional things quite a lot. Yeah, I guess, I don't know, yeah, it, like, kind of the shape of it, it's kind of like Pikachu, I guess. Yeah, it's kind of like Sailor Moon vibe as well, because of the moon on the head, like the cat in Sailor Moon. Yeah, it's just taking influence from kind of things like that, I guess.
Okay. We talked about touring earlier. Am I right in saying you played, is it six shows at South by Southwest?
I think I played eight or something. I don't know. It was something crazy. It was a lot.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, definitely. It was so much fun. I love playing shows as well. So if I could play two shows a day for the rest of my life, I totally would.
And how does the crowd at South by Southwest react? I mean, is it a more sort of cultured crowd than one you might find at any other festival or gig?
It really depended, like, on the show. Like, every show was totally different, like, in terms of the audience. Like, because some were, like, very, like, there was a lot of industry people, and then they'd just be, like, standing there, like, looking, not really doing much, again, that involved. And then, like, some shows were, like, just quite wild, and everyone was, like, dancing, and there was people that turned up with my merch on, which was crazy. I, like, couldn't believe it. And then I did, like, some house parties and stuff, which were, like, entirely different. One of them was, like, mostly, like, SoundCloud rappers and stuff. It was, yeah. So it was all different depending on where I was.
I can definitely see crossover with your music and SoundCloud rappers. Can you?
Huh? Say that again.
Can you see how your music would work in a SoundCloud rap party?
Yeah, I was a bit worried about it, actually, because I was like, are they going to like this or understand what I'm trying to do? But like, everyone kind of enjoyed it, I guess, because it's like kind of the beats are like kind of big enough and kind of strong enough in parts, like, for it to kind of cross over into that world a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. There's loads of bass in there to appeal to the rap generation, to the trap generation even.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's cool. I like that.
One thing we're really excited about is I believe you've done us a mix because for the Selector After Dark.
Yeah.
What's going to be, what's on the mix? How's it going to, how can you describe it?
On the Selector mix?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just a lot of
stuff. Songs.
A lot of songs that I like, and then there's like, I don't know. Oh yeah, I like mix two things that I like to, so I did a song, like a collaboration. I don't know, because I did two mixes. I can't remember which one's on which.
This is the good one. This is the best one. Sorry, they're both good. So
I did a song with Umru, who I also was a collaboration that I started with another artist, and I decided to mix them songs together. That was kind of funny. And this is like, I don't know, this secret unreleased thing sometimes, and I don't know, things like that.
That's going to be coming out in, I believe it's 2 weeks, which we're massively looking forward to.
Yeah.
I just want to ask, it's a really obvious question, but I haven't been able to resist. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Can I butt in?
Oh, you can butt in.
Can I make
this
question more meta?
Go on, make it. You do know what I'm going to ask, don't you? Go on, make it meta.
So yesterday I was saying to Ben, do you think we should ask the question about the two eyes? And Ben said, maybe it was a person who'd been going for ages and they were using the two eye thing for ages. They'd be sick of that question. But maybe you haven't answered that question many times. So
only
far.
One other person's ever asked me about
Serious?
It, which was yesterday.
Ah, okay. So we're relatively new, fresh in on this line of questioning. Where's it come from?
It's not that interesting, to be honest. So basically, I like the way my name looked with two little eyes rather than it being all small, lowercase or uppercase or whatever. I thought it looked nice. And then I thought, that's like a cool thing that I can carry on as like a brand thing, like, and do it on my Twitter and stuff like that. And I've gotten so used to writing it now that sometimes I'm doing like emails to people that they're nothing to do with like my music. And I'm just writing like double I's and capital letters, and I'm like, oh God, I need to undo it and start again.
I love the way that you did your interview with the Fred Perry Subculture website, and you answered in an awful lot of emojis, etc. Presumably this wasn't a face-to-face interview, presumably this is one that you typed out, but yeah, there's just as much emoji as in there as there is interview, which is it gives it a lot of character.
I like that, yeah, because it's like, I guess it makes it less boring. Also, I'm really bad at reading as well, so the more pictures that are involved, the better.
Well, we're going to have to go, I'm afraid. Next time you're in Barcelona, do come and say hello. We're in Abaixadors Dale in the sort of centre of the city.
Cool.
It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
We're going to try and do a kind of objective review of the album after this. So, it could be awkward, but I don't know. We'll try our best.
It won't be awkward. It won't be awkward. And we're going to play out with Seizure. Baby, thank you very much.
Thank you
bye
so
bye.
Much.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.